This is the 24th of October, 1992. On Saturday, we're gathered at the bookstore for a meeting with the commander. Greetings, Commander.
I'm sorry, I give her an inch and she took a mile and takes a minute. I know you're lonely for a party. I know you're lonely just to sit and commune with each other. I know, brothers, you're lonely just to sit and commune with me. And there's not very much time allowed us for that. Especially now. But I am Hetong. I come in the light of the Radiant One. I come in his service. I come in your service. I miss it when we don't meet. I hope you do. I wish that we could commune every day. And someday, maybe our task will be finished enough that we can do that. Right now, you're in the worst political embroilment of your career as a nation, your whole life as a nation. For it to teeter on the edge of disaster from day to day keeps all of you in upheaval. And finally, as they would wish you to do, you'll throw up your hands, you'll turn away, and say, what the hell? Even if you knew it was coming, you'll get around to the point where, when you're prepared, you just say, so what? What the hell? But the meaning is different. You'll stop blaming ones for warning you and it doesn't happen. Once it happens, it's a reaction, it's a response. And you will inevitably go and seek lesser pressures, lesser answers. And that's worthy of some comment as we go into a little discussion today. Don't feel rebuffed if you go within and your intuitive feelings or your speakers or your guides say, hey, this isn't so bad. Don't worry about this one. You're prepared. Don't let this disturb you. But I would request of you who do have speakers that literally make themselves known to you, be very cautious. Not for the receiving of what they say, but what you might do with that consciousness once you have information. Because this happens continually. Our ones are rebuffed because Hetong speaks, and that goes forth either on the voice machine or into the print. And maybe your guides told you personally that this isn't so bad, don't worry about this area, don't do this and don't do that. Calm yourselves, get under control. You have to remember that what we put out goes, hopefully, into the far reaches of the universe. And our sole effort is to awaken people, both to their current needs and into their spiritual destiny. It's a large order, It is a large mission. So don't be offended if I go right ahead when I'm checked with and say, no, I want that on there. There is no way to make it strong enough for the one down in Southern California that doesn't believe a thing anyway to finally maybe hear and at least put forth a gallon of water if he's cut off from all sustenance. So you ones have to personally see the overall larger picture, even if you don't understand it. You have to understand what is our mission. And to do that, you're going to have to understand a little bit more about what, if any, relationship there is with the United States of America, where you're located. Ones of you can travel elsewhere, and you see that they already have the bondage that is coming down on you right away. You have to understand that the United States of America was, quote, birthed as a political entity, yes. As a chosen placement, yes. But by men of God, no. It was not. Not as you think of it. These were not, quote, Christian, godly men. These were men making their way through the world as best they could, trying to lead decent lives, many of them, quite frankly, slaveholders, as was your George Washington, Thomas Jefferson. But they could see a greater purpose. They were very careful not to say this nation is birthed under Christ, because you see, Christ, the term C-H-R-I-S-T in your language, designates a certain means of behavior, a certain intent of spirit into the godly of light creator path. So literally, to identify your God, if in fact you follow these Christ teachings or believe in this Christ energy, regardless of what you call yourself, if you believe in the goodness of creation's laws and those laws of goodness within self that says, I am of God and therefore I must act appropriately in the goodly ways within my heart, and I believe in that path, then your description of your God is the Christ God, the God of light. And what the preachers will dance around as all these angels on the pinhead till you can't sort it out is, what is the triune? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all one. But all projections doing a job, fulfilling a task. The God Creator thinks of it. The Son, Christed being, projects it. And the Spirit of God, or that Holy Spirit, allows its manifestation. And that's where you must bear that receiving mechanism if it is to be manifest. We can spread it all out to everyone, but if it is not received and then acted upon, it means nothing. It just floats there in the ether. Still, for all to receive, but so few will, because there is the God on the other side being worshipped by far more than you who are of the God of light. You see, all of those are thinking that they are worshipping the God of light while they are being ritualized and locked into this human devastating imprisonment. So you have a situation where the United States of America was basically birthed as one nation, and it would serve under God. But did it? Has it? It's an incorrect perception in the fullness of the definition of what it meant and what it means as being a chosen place. It doesn't mean that you are little Israel, little I, the chosen of God. It does mean that all of you who will work in this mission are little Israels, because you will have to understand that not only have you accepted, but you are chosen to fulfill. And that's what the United States of America is. Not necessarily a Zion land to march to the city of God. That's all Zion means too. You're going to have to get off the kick of reading your dictionary, quite frankly, from Webster's. He is the linguistic major presentation of the beast. If you're going to even try to decipher your Bible, what you do is you get a word like Israel and you run over here to Webster's, because he is the recognized authority on the English language, and that is becoming more and more the universal language of your planet. If there is a second language at all in these other nations, it's going to be English now. It used to be French. Sometimes it was German. But now it's English. So you will rush to your Webster's and you'll get a definition. It's 9 times out of 10 going to be incorrect, as ever was meant, as it was presented originally, say, in your Bible. So you're going to have to find an original concordance or dictionary for the Bible. Or there is no way, I don't care who you are, how gifted you are, or how enlightened you are. And this is why words will not pay you well into the kingdom of God or onto my ship. You may think a word means one thing, only to find its interpretation is nothing like that at all. The United States of America is a necessary place. Ones will say, well, why aren't you in Australia? Why aren't you in New Zealand working with me? I'm down here ready to serve. I'm in the United States of America. I am in Tehachapi, California, serving with you because this is the place. Do you see? This is the focus of my mission being to bring the word. This is the chosen place in continental focus. They can laugh at you at the CSD when someone says, well, some people around here even believe there's a blue crystal. It is amusing. And ones can laugh, and you can laugh at it. But as I quoted this morning, remember something. What upsets people? Why are people upset with you when you say, hey, you better read this Liberator. There's something here you ought to know. And they get irate. Why? Why do they get upset? Because they know it's the truth. Truth upsets you if you believe otherwise. If it were not truth, they would find it hysterically funny and think you a nitwit for believing it, but they would snicker. They would not get angry with you, sever relationships out of fear. And it goes beyond that, because instinctively now they fear man. They're a little afraid that if they get informed and they're not brave enough to go with God, they've got to answer over here to man. And it's a dangerous spot to be in. So I better not know anything. I better just go blindly on my way and God will forgive me. Because you see, you're born with it, this knowledge that what you do in ignorance, as the child would act in ignorance and not knowing, is instantly forgiven. Doesn't count. Ignorance of the law is everything in God's kingdom. Breaking of the law is a whole different matter for consideration, depending on what you do and in what intent you do it. And that's between you and God. You answer to self for your actions. It's not my problem. What you do to each other or to my people becomes my problem, simply because it's a distraction. It's neither here nor there. That's your problem. And I'm sorry that somehow I rub off on you and I become your problem. Hatton is seemingly a problem. No, I'm here to do my mission. You're here to do whatever you will with it, the truth I bring. And it's very hard. I know it's very hard. But it's also a great responsibility and a great wonderment to realize that the United States of America is a place founded for the fulfillment of the prophecies. It didn't mean it was going to be like crossing over Jordan into the Promised Land. That was a lie too. The only river you're going to cross and there be no problems on the other side is when you've grown enough to pass over into God. And that means you're going to have to have swam all those rivers in between. Swimmed, swum, swam.
Or drowned in some cases.
Well, it's sort of like hanged, hung. Well, yeah, thank you, Daylene. If you don't make it, you're dead either way. It's a glorious time. And I know you feel the excitement of it. And yet you're not privileged to back off from reality. We just keep hitting you with harder and nastier and meaner things. And I know I get letters every day saying, back off. If you just be a little more gentle. Well, I've been pretty gentle for 65 volumes. One who picks up this week's Liberator, well, no, it's going to be next week's Liberator, are really going to be irritated because they're not going to know what was in the other 64 and 9/10 journals. They're just going to see that this knothead from outer space somewhere has now projected something else terrible. He is going to tell us who the beast is. Well, it's time somebody did. You've heard it. Others have told you. And you've not been able to see it. So I am going to tell you again. And hopefully a few more will see it. And you can have some fun games at beginning to look for the clues that are put forth by the beast for your consumption. What it's going to do is show you how far sunk into the mire you really are by this massive, massive computer system that has absolutely encircled your world. Meanwhile, you've got to worry about all the other games the elite adversary is playing on you to keep you from ever realizing what hit you. You have, quote, and if this isn't the biggest bunch of nonsense I've ever heard, an Italian satellite that is going to monitor to a centimeter the changes of the Earth crust? An Italian? No offense to you good Italians, but Little Italy has been bankrupt for a long time. I doubt they're making multi-billion dollar satellites that can shoot particle beams of such intensity as to cause the San Andreas to completely rupture. And they have it in place. Look for your clues. What is the biggest squawk from the industry about this satellite and that shuttle launch? And you begin to see that everybody was hoodwinked. Now that is good old Masonic term, brothers of the Freemasons. Hoodwinked is what you do at your initiations. You put on a hood. And that's what they call it, hoodwinked. So now you know. And Mr. Webster didn't have to tell you. There is nothing like knowledge to give you strength. Now they've hoodwinked you. And they let you know, bit by tiny, miserable little bit. Sometimes I wish they'd just come on CNN and say, Commander Hatton was absolutely right, you should have listened to him. Instead, they say, oops! It just happens to do more than receive. Ah, so? And what does it happen to do more of? Well, it receives bounced off beams off things on the earth, set there to reflect those beams right back up to it so it can measure. Oh, so now we have something that can project beams, but it cannot project beams strong enough on its own to do the kind of damage they need to do in given areas. So that's why you have to have a shuttle that will hold all this other equipment for testing motion. It can just bounce beams everywhere, and it can just receive beams day and night, 24 hours a day. And have they been shooting them from China Lake, Edwards? All you've got to do is probably go out there right now and look. And they're always going to do it behind some guys. And by now, the information's out. From your non-news, the information is there in total, in full. With just a little bit here, a little bit there, 25 words here and there about it. And the ones in the industry are furious. Because if they needed to launch this satellite, it would have been more efficient, much, much cheaper. And they could have done it in one stage from a rocket, just from a Delta. So you spend billions. So even the industry is questioning, what was this for? Why right now? Well, one reason right now is because you just barely have about a week, and then there's a very big day where the decisions are basically already made, but there has been some flack poured in to the picture. And they're having a little trouble dealing with it, shaking it down. They're doing a very good job of keeping Bo Greitz out of it, you notice, because now they'll suck Bo into the Weaver trial. But you see, they've got another problem with Bo Greitz in the Weaver trial, because it is now public knowledge that the feds were wrong. And they did all sorts of illegal acts. Guess what they're going to do? They're going to now charge Weavers, including dead Vicky, and possibly the child, with trying to overthrow the government of the United States of America. So now you have Weaver, Campbell, and I believe his name is Scott. Why did they want the ranch and the land and Scott out of the way? This is a man in Malibu who had a little plot of land. And this is how evil your enemy is. They tried to set him up. And they tried to accuse him of growing marijuana. You see, this man played with the absolutely elite. Cranston was a good friend of his. So you're going to have to dig very deep into some of these cases to see what in the world they wanted. Because a federal SWAT team broke into his home, pushed his wife around. I mean, they went in there with automatic weapons at ready. And when that man walked out of his bedroom with a gun, they killed him instantly. I don't care what they're telling you. They wanted him out. And then they ransacked the house. And of course, they found absolutely zero, nothing. They tried to accuse him of having a plot of land where he was growing marijuana. So you know that the entire thing is a lie. And Bo will tell you about another situation with a mother and a child, a baby, an infant. An infant, small enough to bathe in a kitchen sink or in a little bathinet type of arrangement. And this mother was standing there bathing her child when they surrounded her house and broke in. Roughed her up, handcuffed her, and left that baby in that sink for over 3 hours while they tore up the house looking for guns. I'm telling every one of you what I've told you in the past. Keep those weapons, if you have them, I don't care what you do with them, keep them away from you. They want you to pull something so they can shoot you. It seems very sad that these ones can't seem to get their property. No, it's not sad. Keeps them alive, keeps the property in one piece. If that property was not still listed as being in some kind of confusion with the RTC and a failed savings and loan, they would have planted drugs, weapons, something on that property long ago. Confiscated everything, imprisoned these ones, and our work wouldn't have gotten this far. So let us always allow God to work in His best and highest good. Always learn to pray for that. God, please let me take second seat. And you act for our highest and best good, and allow me to serve as you see fit. Here I am. That's what he hears. Here I am, Father, send me. Send me. Because with you, I can do anything. And it is hard from day to day. I know that it is. I know that it's hard to wait for your house to shake to pieces. But I told you in this area that you're not apt to have your house shake to pieces unless you really want it to. And if you take some precautions, you'll be all right. So what if you lose a few things? Nothing compared to what others are going to lose. And I know that doesn't mean much to you, but I witness anymore what my ones are doing. And my heart, you know, wants to rejoice, because I see you locking things up, not to protect them, but to keep from having a bigger mess to clean up if they get broken. That is the attitude to have about things. Have the beauty, have the use, have the quality, and have the goodness. But protect it, because it's too big a mess and too time consuming to clean up later. Then it falls into its proper perspective. I'd like to have questions about these things. You're in a, what we call a window of vulnerability, if you were talking to your politicians. If I could, I would not answer you as to the outcome, because we've written so much about it that the clues are there. The players are there, giving you the biggest clue of all, of course, is the input and the power that is presented through the one called Kissinger. If you're going to play the game of let's check with the beast, and you come up with, and you play with this a little bit, and you do your alphabet, and you do your numbers, and you do your counting. You see, you start with your alphabet. A is 6. Let me tell you, K is 6, 6. So you have 666. Because you see, Henry is not a valid label, but A is a valid initial for Henry A. Kissinger. So if you're going to play these games, do it right. Kissinger is not his name. He was given the name, quite frankly, so that it could be an identification mark, 666. And if you do your counting, 666 to its lowest level, you're going to find that it adds up to 666, or to 6, which is the mark. You will find in playing this game that almost all given terminologies that are set forth to be clues will add up to 6. Things of God projection, unless they are neutral in meaning, depending on how you mean it. For instance, Christ will add up to 3. Well, what does that mean? If you add Lord to that, it adds up to 9. I urge you to be careful in taking your names, and I'm going to add all this up, and I'm going to do this little game. And oh my goodness, it came out to 6. There are 300 ways to spell every name that you use, and you don't even know past this period of time how yours was originally spelled. So don't get carried away with it. These are just little fun things. These are little clues. But we have been playing with that yesterday and the day before, because it's very important that you know what we are talking about.
Excuse me?
Yes.
How did you get the Ninth of Christ?
I'm not going to.
Okay, one quick question. Are you using numerology by way of this attaching each letter like A is to 1, J is to 1, S is 2, or R is 9? Is this a kind of numbering system?
No. No. Just plain old A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Going up by 6 each time with each letter.
If you go with numerology, Christ, as it is up to sum of the 9. So I'm asking what kind of numbering system you're using.
Well, maybe I misspoke. Jesus. Try Jesus.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to get into it. I don't mean to be offensive. But we've spent 2 days writing on this, and please wait to play the game until this afternoon. You see, I do not believe that any of these games have any value except for the use as a tool. Who thought up the game? Who thought up the numbers to put with the letters to make the game? Somebody pretty intelligent, I'll tell you. And then somebody had to project all of this out here so that when you ones sit down to add and subtract and multiply and divide, it's going to work out right. Well, you are playing with the cleverest energy that ever was created. That is the adversary. You are only the pawns. You are the soul bearers that are the prize of the game. It has to become a part of the divine plan only in that it exists over here. And a great deal of weight is put onto these things. Astrology. Let's talk about astrology for a minute. What I know, Hatton knows, about astrology is not as much as Dorman would know, or Doris. I have absolutely zero interest in astrology. But let me tell you something. Some of the best clues, some of the best projections that you will ever get, some of the best descriptions of birth personalities that you will ever get will come from pure old astrology. Not because the stars are scattered out there, but because of the working order and how you are placed in the order of things. But if a fortune teller says, oh, I read your stars today and I see that you are going to get hit by a truck, and you believe that, you have just given away your power into the hands of someone who doesn't know anything about it. Maybe has studied a little bit about star placements, entering this house versus that one. And if you get caught up in that, then maybe you deserve it. It does not mean that I denounce it, nor decline any value in it. Utilized properly, it can be one of the best tools that you have, because it lets you know how the physical human consciousness adds things up. And you see, God doesn't care about what your human consciousness adds up, because we're talking about spiritual oneness with God versus the adversary trying to trap you into a human physical state of knowingness so that you don't know anything about that greater. You are going to be controlled by the rules that he puts on these things. So let us say you have the Bible and it can be misinterpreted. Because this is what has happened. It's either been deliberately added to, taken from, as with reincarnation, or if you use Mr. Webster's dictionary, it's going to be completely filled with untruths. Because words assume meaning as they're used. And as ones misuse a word, pretty soon it becomes an accepted thing with an accepted definition. So you have to understand that anything in the physical realm is very prone to error. Very, very prone to error. If not outright assault and lie. You have to think of something else. We had a little fun early on with that. Ronos, I call him. You see, once again, in the language, he would go and he would count that up with Ronos. I'm not going to do it for him. But you see, runos means run. Rhinoceros. I had to go back into the Greek. Ra being God. Nostros meaning brotherhood. Brotherhood of God, of light. And now how would Al spell that to get his numbers? You see, I this is why I almost hesitate to even get into the subject of astrology or numerology. But at any rate, we were having a great deal of fun showing you that we were really out there. And in the beginning, these ones would take their chairs and their pillows and go sit out on the back, turn out all the lights, and we'd commune and we would have fun. You know, we could get the children out there, and it was wonderful to see that satellite going over and suddenly two go away. Wonderful. We had a lot of fun. And Al was curious. He wanted to know what that big W was. Well, of course, that got even funnier because you had a motion picture once where the sign was this big M or W or something, and they were palm trees, and it broke off into great fun and laughter anyway. But from my vantage point, I couldn't see a M or a W. I literally had to get the charts to see what in the world he was speaking about. You know, you will have one star in Cassiopeia, that's what it is. And it will be millions of miles from the other one. So from my vantage point, I could see nothing that looked like an M or a W. So remember, everything is perception and perspective. And you must measure its worth. And right now you are being whisked about and whisked about with enlightenment. And as it comes forth, take it as your confirmation of the truth. You are getting incredible confirmation of the things that I have given you and Jermaine has given you. And even though they are in the political realm, please don't sell us short. We have made you ones work your fingers off. Calluses in your hands to get this job done. So that at this point of unraveling, you will be getting your truth from those early journals. There are POWs alive. Look what is happening right now in Vietnam, in Hanoi. And they come back with pictures. And they come telling you where they're all dead, or whatever they're going to tell you. Well, go listen to the other one. Ross Perot says, I'm very sure that they're all ones alive. And I'm going to get in there and get them out just as soon as I get the nod, if you send me. He's a good man. He may not understand everything, but I want to tell you, there are a few parents who have done as good a job. But if you measure that man and his wife as far as being parents and family values and values on life, justice, freedom, and caring, he's right at the top. What has happened to him? A lot of unthinkable things. But you have to remember that a good man cannot literally be unprogrammed from that goodness. Once he understands. Would he get in there and do it properly? Not the way he thinks he would do it. But basically, maybe he could. Could Bill Gratz do it if he got in there? Yes, he could. But I'm afraid with Bill Gratz it would take the gun. Because they are impatient patriots. And the blackout's been very, very effective. So it looks pretty bad, doesn't it? It looks pretty sad for Bill Gratz and presidency. Is it really? Would you hamstring God? Would you tie God's hands so that he could not serve you? It's what a presidency would do to Bill Gratz. So you, like Lori, who continues to have Bill Gratz name present always and hands out information and pushes, keep it up. Don't let an election stop you. This is what happens after a week from Tuesday. It's all over. Take your placards down and go to sleep.
This is the 24th of October, 1992. On Saturday, we're gathered at the bookstore for a meeting with the commander. Greetings, Commander.
I'm sorry, I give her an inch and she took a mile and takes a minute. I know you're lonely for a party. I know you're lonely just to sit and commune with each other. I know, brothers, you're lonely just to sit and commune with me. And there's not very much time allowed us for that. Especially now. But I am Heton. I come in the light of the Radiant One. I come in his service. I come in your service. I miss it when we don't meet. I hope you do. I wish that we could commune every day. And someday, maybe our task will be finished enough that we can do that. Right now, you're in the worst political embroilment of your career as a nation, your whole life as a nation. For it to teeter on the edge of disaster from day to day keeps all of you in upheaval. And finally, as they would wish you to do, you'll throw up your hands, you'll turn away and say, what the hell? Even if you knew it was coming, you'll get around to the point where when you're prepared, you just say, so what? What the hell? But the meaning is different. You'll stop blaming ones for warning you and it doesn't happen. Once it happens. It's a reaction. It's a response. And you will inevitably go and seek lesser pressures, lesser answers. And that's worthy of some comment as we go into a little discussion today. Don't feel rebuffed. If you go within and your intuitive feelings or your speakers or your guides say, hey, this isn't so bad, don't worry about this one. You're prepared. Don't let this disturb you. But I would request of you who do have speakers that literally make themselves known to you, be very cautious. Not for the receiving of what they say, but what you might do with that consciousness once you have information. Because this happens continually. Our ones are rebuffed because Hatton speaks, and that goes forth either on the voice machine or into the print. And maybe your guides told you personally that this isn't so bad, don't worry about this area, don't do this and don't do that. Calm yourselves, get under control. You have to remember that what we put out goes, hopefully, into the far reaches of the universe. And our sole effort is to awaken people, both to their current needs and into their spiritual destiny. It's a large order. It is a large mission. So don't be offended if I go right ahead when I'm checked with and say, no, I want that on there. There is no way to make it strong enough for the one down in Southern California that doesn't believe a thing anyway to finally maybe hear and at least put forth a gallon of water. If he's cut off from all sustenance. So you ones have to personally see the overall larger picture, even if you don't understand it, you have to understand what is our mission. And to do that, you're going to have to understand a little bit more about what, if any, relationship there is with the United States of America, where you're located. Ones of you can travel elsewhere and you see that they already have the bondage that is coming down on you right away. You have to understand that the United States of America was, quote, birthed as a political entity, yes. As a chosen placement, yes. But by men of God, no. It was not as you think of it. These were not, quote, Christian, godly men. These were men making their way through the world as best they could, trying to lead decent lives, many of them, quite frankly, slaveholders, as was your George Washington, Thomas Jefferson. But they could see a greater purpose. They were very careful not to say this nation is birthed under Christ. Because you see, Christ, the term, C-H-R-I-S-T, in your language, designates a certain means of behavior, a certain intent of spirit, into the godly of light creator path. So literally to identify your God, if in fact you follow these Christ teachings or believe in this Christ energy, regardless of what you call yourself, if you believe in the goodness of creation's laws and those laws of goodness within self that says, I am of God and therefore I must act appropriately in the goodly ways within my heart, and I believe in that path, then your description of your God is the Christ God, the God of light. And what the preachers will dance around as all these angels on the pinhead till you can't sort it out is what is the triune. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all one. But all projections doing a job, fulfilling a task. The God Creator thinks of it. The Son, Christed being, projects it. And the Spirit of God, or that Holy Spirit, allows its manifestation. And that's where you must bear that receiving mechanism if it is to be manifest. We can spread it all out to everyone, but if it is not received and then acted upon, it means nothing. It just floats there in the ether, still for all to receive. But so few will, because there is the God on the other side being worshipped by far more than you who are of the God of light. You see, all of those are thinking that they are worshipping the God of light while they are being ritualized and locked into this human, devastating imprisonment. So you have a situation where the United States of America was basically birthed as one nation, and it would serve under God. But did it? Has it? It's an incorrect perception in the fullness of the definition of what it meant and what it means as being a chosen place. It doesn't mean that you are little Israel, little I, the chosen of God. It does mean that all of you who will work in this mission are little Israels, because you will have to understand that not only have you accepted, but you are chosen to fulfill. And that's what the United States of America is. Not necessarily a Zion land to march to the city of God. That's all Zion means too. You're going to have to get off the kick of reading your dictionary, quite frankly, from Webster's. He is the linguistic major presentation of the beast. If you're going to even try to decipher your Bible, what you do is you get a word like Israel and you run over here to Webster's, because he is the recognized authority on the English language, and that is becoming more and more the universal language of your planet. If there is a second language at all in these other nations, it's going to be English now. It used to be French. Sometimes it was German. But now it's English. So you will rush to your Webster's and you'll get a definition. It's 9 times out of 10 going to be incorrect, as ever was meant, as it was presented originally, say, in your Bible. So you're going to have to find an original concordance or dictionary for the Bible. Or there is no way, I don't care who you are, how gifted you are, or how enlightened you are. And this is why words will not pay you well into the kingdom of God or onto my ship. You may think a word means one thing, only to find its interpretation is nothing like that at all. The United States of America is a necessary place. Ones will say, well, why aren't you in Australia? Why aren't you in New Zealand working with me? I'm down here ready to serve. I'm in the United States of America. I am in Tehachapi, California, serving with you, because this is the place. Do you see? This is the focus of my mission being to bring the word. This is the chosen place in continental focus. They can laugh at you at the CSD when someone says, well, some people around here even believe there's a blue crystal. It is amusing. And one can laugh, and you can laugh at it. But as I quoted this morning, remember something. What upsets people? Why are people upset with you when you say, hey, you better read this Liberator. There's something here you ought to know. And they get irate. Why? Why do they get upset? Because they know it's the truth. Truth upsets you if you believe otherwise. If it were not truth, they would find it hysterically funny and think you a nitwit for believing it, but they would snicker. They would not get angry with you, sever relationships out of fear. And it goes beyond that, because instinctively now they fear man. They're a little afraid that if they get informed and they're not brave enough to go with God, they've got to answer over here to man. And it's a dangerous spot to be in. So I better not know anything. I better just go blindly on my way and God will forgive me. Because you see, you're born with it, this knowledge that what you do in ignorance, as the child would act in ignorance and not knowing, is instantly forgiven. Doesn't count. Ignorance of the law is everything in God's kingdom. Breaking of the law is a whole different matter for consideration, depending on what you do and in what intent you do it. And that's between you and God. You answer to self for your actions. It's not my problem. What you do to each other or to my people becomes my problem, simply because it's a distraction. It's neither here nor there. That's your problem. And I'm sorry that somehow I rub off on you and I become your problem. Hatton is seemingly a problem. No, I'm here to do my mission. You're here to do whatever you will with it. The truth I bring. And it's very hard. I know it's very hard. But it's also a great responsibility and a great wonderment to realize that the United States of America is a place founded for the fulfillment of the prophecies. It didn't mean it was going to be like crossing over Jordan into the Promised Land. That was a lie too. The only river you're going to cross and there be no problems on the other side is when you've grown enough to pass over into God. And that means you're going to have to have swam all those rivers in between. Swimmed, swum. Swam.
Or drown in some cases.
Well, it's sort of like hanged, hung. Well, yeah, thank you, Daylene. If you don't make it, you're dead either way. It's a glorious time. And I know you feel the excitement of it. And yet you're not privileged to back off from reality. We just keep hitting you with harder and nastier and meaner things. And I know I get letters every day saying back off. If you just be a little more gentle. Well, I've been pretty gentle for 65 volumes.
one who picks up this week's Liberator, well, no, it's going to be next week's Liberator, are really going to be irritated because they're not going to know what was in the other 64 and 9/10 journals. They're just going to see that this knothead from outer space somewhere has now projected something else terrible. He is going to tell us who the beast is. Well, it's time somebody did. You've heard it. Others have told you. And you've not been able to see it. So I am going to tell you again. And hopefully a few more will see it. And you can have some fun games at beginning to look for the clues that are put forth by the beast for your consumption. What it's going to do is show you how far sunk into the mire you really are by this massive, massive computer system that has absolutely encircled your world. Meanwhile, you've got to worry about all the other games the elite adversaries playing on you to keep you from ever realizing what hit you. You have, quote, and if this isn't the biggest bunch of nonsense I've ever heard, an Italian satellite that is going to monitor to a centimeter the changes of the Earth crust? An Italian? No offense to you good Italians. But Little Italy has been bankrupt for a long time. I doubt they're making multi-billion dollar satellites that can shoot particle beams of such intensity as to cause the San Andreas to completely rupture. And they have it in place. Look for your clues. What is the biggest squawk from the industry about this satellite and that shuttle launch? And you begin to see that everybody was hoodwinked. Now that is a good old Masonic term, brothers of the Freemasons. Hoodwinked is what you do at your initiations. You put on a hood. And that's what they call it, hoodwinked. So now you know. And Mr. Webster didn't have to tell you. There is nothing like knowledge to give you strength. Now they've hoodwinked you. And they let you know bit by tiny, miserable little bit. Sometimes I wish they'd just come on CNN and say, Commander Hatton was absolutely right. You should have listened to him. Instead, they say, oops. It just happens to do more than receive. Ah, so. And what does it happen to do more of? Well, it receives bounced off beams off things on the earth, set there to reflect those beams right back up to it so it can measure. Oh, so now we have something that can project beams, but it cannot project beams strong enough on its own to do the kind of damage they need to do in given areas. So that's why you have to have a shuttle that will hold all this other equipment for testing motion. It can just bounce beams everywhere, and it can just receive beams day and night, 24 hours a day. And have they been shooting them from China Lake, Edwards? All you've got to do is probably go out there right now and look. And they're always going to do it behind some guys. And by now, the information's out. From your non-news, the information is there in total, in full. With just a little bit here, a little bit there, 25 words here and there about it. And the ones in the industry are furious. Because if they needed to launch this satellite, it would have been more efficient, much, much cheaper. And they could have done it in one stage from a rocket, just from a Delta. So you spend billions. So even the industry is questioning, what was this for? Why right now? Well, one reason right now is because you just barely have about a week, and then there's a very big day where the decisions are basically already made, but there has been some flack poured in to the picture. And they're having a little trouble dealing with it, shaking it down. They're doing a very good job of keeping Bo Greitz out of it, you notice, because now they'll suck Bo into the Weaver trial. But you see, they've got another problem with Bo Greitz in the Weaver trial, because it is now public knowledge that the feds were wrong. And they did all sorts of illegal acts. Guess what they're going to do? They're going to now charge Weavers, including dead Vicky, and possibly the child, with trying to overthrow the government of the United States of America. So now you have Weaver, Campbell, and I believe his name is Scott. Why did they want the ranch and the land and Scott out of the way? This is a man in Malibu who had a little plot of land, and this is how evil your enemy is. They tried to set him up. And they tried to accuse him of growing marijuana. You see, this man played with the absolutely elite. Cranston was a good friend of his. So you're going to have to dig very deep into some of these cases to see what in the world they wanted. Because a federal SWAT team broke into his home, pushed his wife around. I mean, they went in there with automatic weapons at ready. And when that man walked out of his bedroom with a gun, they killed him instantly. I don't care what they're telling you. They wanted him out. And then they ransacked the house. And of course, they found absolutely zero, nothing. They tried to accuse him of having a plot of land where he was growing marijuana. So you know that the entire thing is a lie. And Bo will tell you about another situation with a mother and a child, a baby, an infant, small enough to bathe in the kitchen sink or in a little bathinet type of arrangement. And this mother was standing there bathing her child when they surrounded her house and broke in, roughed her up, handcuffed her, and left that baby in that sink for over 3 hours while they tore up the house looking for guns. I'm telling every one of you what I've told you in the past. Keep those weapons. If you have them, I don't care what you do with them, keep them away from you. They want you to pull something so they can shoot you. It seems very sad that these ones can't seem to get their property. No, it's not sad. keeps them alive, keeps the property in one piece. If that property was not still listed as being in some kind of confusion with the RTC and a fatal savings and loan, they would have planted drugs, weapons, something on that property long ago. Confiscated everything, imprisoned these ones, and our work wouldn't have gotten this far. So let us always allow God to work in His best and highest good. Always learn to pray for that. God, please let me take second seat. And you act for our highest and best good, and allow me to serve as you see fit. Here I am. That's what he hears. Here I am, Father, send me. Send me. Because with you, I can do anything. And it is hard from day to day. I know that it is. I know that it's hard to wait for your house to shake to pieces. But I told you in this area that you're not apt to have your house shake to pieces unless you really want it to. And if you take some precautions, you'll be all right. So what if you lose a few things? Nothing compared to what others are going to lose. And I know that doesn't mean much to you, but I witness anymore what my ones are doing. And my heart, you know, wants to rejoice, because I see you locking things up not to protect them, but to keep from having a bigger mess to clean up if they get broken. That is the attitude to have about things. Have the beauty, have the use, have the quality, and have the goodness. But protect it, because it's too big a mess and too time consuming to clean up later. Then it falls into its proper perspective. I'd like to have questions about these things. You're in a, what we call a window of vulnerability, if you were talking to your politicians. If I could, I would not answer you as to the outcome, because we've written so much about it that the clues are there. The players are there, giving you the biggest clue of all, of course, is the input and the power that is presented through the one called Kissinger. If you're going to play the game of let's check with the beast, and you come up with, and you play with this a little bit, and you do your alphabet, and you do your numbers, and you do your counting. You see, you start with your alphabet. A is 6. Let me tell you, K is 6-6. So you have 666. Because you see, Henry is not a valid label, but A is a valid initial for Henry A. Kissinger. So if you're going to play these games, do it right. Kissinger is not his name. He was given the name, quite frankly, so that it could be an identification mark, 666. And if you do your counting, 666 to its lowest level, you're going to find that it adds up to 666, or to 6, which is the mark. You will find in playing this game that almost all given terminologies that are set forth to be clues will add up to six. Things of God projection, unless they are neutral in meaning, depending on how you mean it. For instance, Christ will add up to three. Well, what does that mean? If you add Lord to that, it adds up to nine. I urge you to be careful in taking your names, and I'm going to add all this up, and I'm going to do this little game. And oh my goodness, it came out to six. There are 300 ways to spell every name that you use, and you don't even know past this period of time how yours was originally spelled. So don't get carried away with it. These are just little fun things. These are little clues. But we have been playing with that yesterday and the day before, because it's very important that you know what we are talking about.
Excuse me?
Yes.
How did you get the name for Christ?
I'm not going to.
I'm not going to do that now. Okay, one quick question. Are you using numerology by way of this attaching each letter like A is to 1, J is to 1, S is 2, or R is 9? Is this a kind of numbering system?
No. No, just plain old A, B, C, D, E, F, G, going up by six each time with each letter.
If you go with numerology, Christ, as it is after some of the nine. So I'm asking what kind of numbering system you're using.
Well, maybe I misspoke. Jesus, try Jesus.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to get into it. I don't mean to be offensive. But we've spent 2 days writing on this, and please wait to play the game until this afternoon. You see, I do not believe that any of these games have any value except for the use as a tool. Who thought up the game? Who thought up the numbers to put with the letters to make the game? Somebody pretty intelligent, I'll tell you. And then somebody had to project all of this out here so that when you ones sit down to add and subtract and multiply and divide, it's going to work out right. Well, you are playing with the cleverest energy that ever was created. That is the adversary. You are only the pawns. You are the soul bearers that are the prize of the game. It has to become a part of the divine plan only in that it exists over here. And a great deal of weight is put onto these things. Astrology. Let's talk about astrology for a minute. What I know, Hatton knows, about astrology is not as much as Dorman would know, or Doris. I have absolutely zero interest in astrology. Let me tell you something. Some of the best clues, some of the best projections that you will ever get, some of the best descriptions of birth personalities that you will ever get will come from pure old astrology. Not because the stars are scattered out there, but because of the working order and how you are placed in the order of things. But if a fortune teller says, oh, I read your stars today and I see that you are going to get hit by a truck, and you believe that, you have just given away your power into the hands of someone who doesn't know anything about it. Maybe has studied a little bit about star placements, entering this house versus that one.
And if you get caught up in that, then maybe you deserve it. It does not mean that I denounce it, nor decline any value in it. Utilized properly, it can be one of the best tools that you have, because it lets you know how the physical human consciousness adds things up. And you see, God doesn't care about what your human consciousness adds up, because we're talking about spiritual oneness with God versus the adversary trying to trap you into a human physical state of knowingness, so that you don't know anything about that greater. You are going to be controlled by the rules that he puts on these things. So let us say you have the Bible and it can be misinterpreted, because this is what has happened. It's either been deliberately added to, taken from, as with reincarnation, or if you use Mr. Webster's dictionary, it's going to be completely filled with untruths. Because words assume meaning as they're used. And as ones misuse a word, pretty soon it becomes an accepted thing with an accepted definition. So you have to understand that anything in the physical realm is very prone to error. Very, very prone to error. If not outright assault and lie. You have to think of something else. We had a little fun early on with that. Ramos, I call him. You see, once again, in the language, he would go and he would count that up with Ramos. I'm not going to do it for him. But you see, Ramos means run. Rhinostros. I had to go back into the Greek. Ra being God. Nostros meaning brotherhood. Brotherhood of God, of light. And now how would Al spell that to get his numbers? You see, I this is why I almost hesitate to even get into the subject of astrology or numerology. But at any rate, we were having a great deal of fun showing you that we were really out there. And in the beginning, the